Hello.
Hello, Mary.
Yes.
In the back.
Yeah.
Is Kevin there?
Room's out tonight. I'd have to get him.
Oh, well, he didn't tell me he was going for business this weekend.
He didn't?
No, he didn't.
Stinker.
Well, I was a little shook up because I wasn't paying too much attention last night. I didn't see him drumming, but then today when I didn't see him show up in church, I wondered what the heck he's doing.
Oh, well, that's not good.
Because he overslept and done a number of things that, you know, make a person wonder where he's at times.
He called me like on Thursday,
what?
Thanksgiving night. I called there and asked for him to call me here.
Oh, I see.
So he returned the call and he said, can I come over for the weekend? And I said, well, it's fine, except that I can't come in just because I really do need a tire badly and I don't want to come in too often. So I said, why don't you take the bus? So he said he didn't have any money and then he called to find some money and get the bus. So he showed up here about 10 or 12 o'clock Friday morning.
Oh, I see.
And he had sold something to get some money.
Yeah. Well, kids do that, stop back and forth, and radio, and record players, and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, well, I'll have to tell him, though, that if when he comes in the future, we'll have to let you know.
Gosh, yes.
Yeah.
He came back on Friday, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, he came on Friday at noon, I think it was. So, well, anyway, I was trying to bring him back as soon as we have lunch now.
Oh, all right.
So, do you want me to
meet
at the temple or at the
house? Yeah, I might as well be at the temple because we're going to have dinner and then another meeting tonight.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Well, I'll bring them over there then.
Okay. The rest of them around?
Well, they're all outside. You know, the boys just bought a mini bike.
Oh, really?
They purchased it with their own money. They just got a cable out.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so the bike was all paid for in cash last night.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
So, they're
going to
have
certain restrictions on
it,
and
we have to license it. We just
called
the police department and they require a license. But the police department said yes.
And it's got a motor on it?
Oh, yes, it's a minibike.
Oh,
I
see.
And, just a minute, hold on.
Yeah.
So, they're having a lot of fun with it, but I'll have to crack down on them as to where they're
going
to go with it.
Yeah.
Because they want to, you know how boys are, they want to go as fast as they can.
Yeah.
But they can take it. Now, the police officer said this morning they can take that thing any place except the freeway that has a license. And I understood that you could only take those on open places like asphalt, and they didn't have to be licensed. Have you heard?
No, I don't know anything about it.
Oh, here's Brian.
Oh, okay.
Huh?
Well, hello, Brian.
Hi.
Your voice sure sounds a lot older. It's been a long time since I've spoken to you.
Yeah.
How's everything going?
Okay, good.
How do you like school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, last time I spoke to your mom, she says that you didn't get your horn when you went home.
No, and it's at Presidio School.
Presidio?
You know what
I used to go to. About Roosevelt?
No, I went to Roosevelt at first, but everybody had to go to Presidio.
Presidio?
Peter knows where it is.
Yeah, well, I can find it. Okay, well, my
bad. Presidio Avenue.
Okay. I'll tell you what you do. Why don't you, tomorrow morning, early, call up that school and tell them that I'm going to pick it up.
Okay.
Because they may or may not know who I am. You see.
Yeah.
They'd wonder why I'd be there to get it.
Yeah.
Understand?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you see if you can get a hold of your music teacher and find out where it's at and see if you can have it put in the office. So I don't have to look up the music department, the music teacher, and all like that.
Yeah, okay.
And put a note on it that your father can pick it up.
Okay.
I sure hope the darn thing's still around because it's been, like, 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was there, you see. Unless you took it with you when you went.
Yeah.
Okay. How's Carrie?
Oh, he's pretty good.
You there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll talk to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jerry's coming. Okay, well, he's quite a runner now, you know.
Well, he always was, but he's better, huh?
Oh, well, you know, with age, he'll improve even more. He's fourth fastest in his class now.
Well,
Thursday, which was Thanksgiving, we stayed most of the day at the racing track. He was in that turkey trot.
Oh, yeah.
And he had planned on winning a turkey, but he got a side ache and got an upset stomach because of nerves. So I told him that now he can understand how much his mind can affect the rest of him. And if he can learn to control that, he'll be just fine.
Yeah.
He got out of the race, I guess, and got back in again.
Oh, is that right?
He's got a lot of determination.
Well,
he's just built for it, you know.
Speaking about determination, have you heard from Liz lately?
Oh, well, she's called here several times, but there's nothing more I can do because I gave her your number and your address.
Called several times. When was the last time?
About a week ago, she talked to the boys and wanted me to call her, but I can't see any point in it because I've done all I can do.
Yeah. I don't know, she's a weird one.
Well, I think she's kind of lonesome, too.
She's going to be lonesome. Oh, God.
Well, here's Terry.
Okay.
Hi, Dad.
Hello there, Terry. I hear you went to the turkey trot. Well, you'll do better next time, won't you?
Yeah, at least I got a medal, though.
You got a medal, huh? Well, how old are you now?
I'm 12.
12, yeah, well, that's good. That's a good age.
We got a mini bike today.
Well, I heard about that mini bike, and you guys are going too fast on it?
No.
Oh. Okay. How school?
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, huh? Mm-hmm. What school do you go to now?
Yeah.
Where's that at?
I'm not sure where it's at, but it's in Burlington.
Oh, is it? Okay. See, and Brian's what, a freshman?
I don't know. He's in ninth grade.
Ninth grade, yeah. Freshman high school. Okay, well, I just want to say hi since I was trying to talk to Kevin tonight. It's been a long time since I spoke to you guys.
Okay.
Sometime I'll try to get down there for a little visit.
Okay.
Or do you ever have any interest in coming to one of our activities?
I don't know.
Not too much, huh?
I'm not sure.
Well, okay. Nice to talk to you, and I'll visit you sometime.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I was down there, I had a big Greyhound bus, didn't I?
Yeah.
I think so. Okay, and I was talking to Brian about a couple of things. Kevin's coming back this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe like during the holidays, I'll go and get off the room. Come down and talk to you for a couple of hours.
All right.
Okay. Just a minute. Okay, well, thanks for everything.
Okay.
All right.
Talk to Kevin?
No, I already talked to him.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. No, I didn't. No, let me talk to Kevin.
Down on the mini bike somewhere.
Oh, let me speak to mom again, will you?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I was just saying with something else. I was saying that Liz is kind of weird. One of the things that happened just before she left us was she had an involvement with a youngster, a young boy in the church. So,
what does that mean?
Well, I would recommend that you make sure that the boys are safe if she happens to be around.
What do you mean, sexual?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe that.
Yep, she sure did. It's verified. We have affidavits on it.
You know that for sure. Someone tell you, or do you know yourself?
We have legal affidavits on it.
But do you know yourself?
Yes, I do. I know the youngster person.
Well, she doesn't give me the impression of being of any kind of a warped personality.
Well, she doesn't?
No.
Well, she's a hell of an actress, I'll tell you that.
Well, she told me that she was doing a lot of pretending at the end, because she didn't want anybody to know she's going to leave.
Yeah.
But that's not my problem.
Well, I know, but I was just thinking that I wouldn't have her around, because after all, Kevin lives in the house, and...
But Kevin never said anything derogatory about her, except that she's free and childish.
Yeah.
Which is nothing new. I used to do that, too. But, you know, that's the only thing derogatory they ever said about her. I would highly doubt that.
Well, let's just put it this way. If that youngster was, has nothing but no axe to draw. And,
kind of a child, is it?
Yeah.
Well balanced?
Sure. Yeah, well balanced. No problems. He was looking for some sort of sexual high or something, I guess. And, go off on some tangent, evidently. But, let's just say that, the legal papers were drawn up at one time decided not to pursue it because of her unstable mental condition. And it's definitely verified legally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll be darned. Well, she never gave me that impression of being
mentally
unstable.
I didn't hear about it until after she left herself. I didn't know.
Well, the thing of it is, they could make up any kind of story.
Well?
To make her look bad, and you ought to know that.
Well, highly unlikely, because the child came to me and young student.
They could have put the child up to that.
Well, no. What you have nothing to gain. Because, you know, what do you gain about pursuing somebody who's now dropped the affiliation of the church?
Well, according to her, they've sent her threatening letters on her life.
Oh, baloney. Don't you believe it?
Well, I wouldn't know who to believe.
Don't you believe that?
No.
Threatening letters on her life.
It matters not to me, but she did tell me that she loves you.
Well, that may or may not be. I question it, quite frankly.
Well, she sounded pretty sincere to me.
I know, she always sounded sincere to me, but why in the hell did she leave without telling me one word and I didn't hear
because about it? Because you were so deeply involved in that church.
Well, that may be, but she also took a hell of a lot of money from me.
Oh.
That belonged to our house. She took it with her by God.
Well, maybe she needed that to get out.
Well, she's got rich relatives.
Well, maybe she didn't have access to that yet.
Well, that may be, but she was getting sent money, about $140 every month.
Oh.
I wasn't getting a damn thing, and she took off with a lot of money.
Hmm.
A lot.
Yeah, well, apparently there's two sides to the story.
Yeah, but we're always there.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't know what else to tell her if she called here, because I really don't care for her to call here anymore, because there's nothing I can do.
That's right. You go ahead and tell her that, too.
Whatsoever. She had called the house there. She had the number. But I guess that, you know, people say you're not there or whatever. Are they told to say you're not there?
Tell her this house?
Yeah. I have your number. You know, Kevin gave it to me.
Yeah? Well, it's certainly not true.
Well, now I can't say that that's a true statement, you know, what I said, that they said you weren't there. But when
thank God she knows how to reach me.
When I called the other day, they said Kevin wasn't there. Maybe he really wasn't. But so many people have tried to call you, and they always say you're not there. You know, we're not the only ones. Ruth has had the same problem. Yeah. Are they told to say you're not there?
No, absolutely not. Geez, I'm all over this church every day.
Yeah.
I go out and fix things at home, and I fix things in the church, and I'm busy.
Uh-huh.
Busy as hell.
Yeah.
But, Jesus, I'm around.
Uh-huh.
And Liz knows this song under this church, because if I wasn't there, I'd be here, that's for sure.
Well, she said if they ever recognized your voice, they wouldn't contact me anyway.
Well, that's not true. Absolutely not true. If she'd ever call here, I'd talk to her. That's the only thing I can tell you. If you want to tell her something, if you want to call the church here, I'm at, you know, so much of the time, by the way, I'll talk to you.
Well, the number I had, I guess it's the house. It's the one Kevin gave me on the diner.
Yeah.
Let me see what I've got here.
Well, hell, I'm hardly aware.
Yeah. Well, let's
you know, I sleep there, and that's about it. I eat here, and I work here, and...
Okay, well, tell me the number of the church, then, because I don't think I have that now.
Okay. Hold on just a second. I'll dig it up. 922-6418.
Oh, the number I've got is 922-5180.
I'm not familiar with that number.
Well, that's the one Kevin did. Now, oh. I was able to contact him by calling that number. I mean, I contacted the house.
Oh. Well, that's the evidence of the house number. I don't even know what it is.
Oh.
I never called it, and I'm never there.
Okay, the church is
922-6418.
Okay.
Well, I don't like to get you in the middle of this, but...
Well, I'm not going to get in the middle. See, I did that only as a gesture.
Yeah.
Because I felt sorry for her. So,
that's why. If she wants to get a hold of her, hold of me, she knows I'm
there. Yeah, well, if she does call there, I'd rather you tell her not to call here, because...
I certainly will.
There's nothing in the world I can do for her.
Absolutely. You tell her that, too.
Yeah.
Tell her to bug off. Good.
Okay, well, I'm going to drop Kevin off in about another hour.
Okay, very good.
At the church.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Nice to talk to you.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Okay, now this is where? This phone number? last year, December,
oh, that's in L.A., okay.
I had some problems with Jimmy calling me before I came back. I had a mind going.
How's Jimmy doing?
Jimmy's doing fine, but I had to put a big game on that phone because, I mean, you know, he's calling when you talk to him, but that phone doesn't run up in a minute.
I know.
He's doing much better in his school work. I was working my work hour than where I spent more time with him.
Yeah.
And tutoring him, you know, so he can get his, he just wasn't getting enough personalized attention to make him buckle down.
Yeah, I know.
So, it's time for him.
People coming down the stairs, and, you know, are you where you can call back a little bit later? He won't be able to get to you if he's down on the stairs.
Oh, dear.
You got a time limit?
I'm at a payphone. I'm calling from a garage right now.
Are you going to be in town for a while or in the area?
No, I'm going to be leaving. I'm going to be leaving.
How soon are you going to be leaving?
Well, hopefully in the next 30 minutes to an hour.
Next 30 minutes to an hour?
Alright.
Can you call back just before you
There's
call?
No way I can make contact with you. The people I stopped to visit don't have a phone. That's
yeah.
Why I'm calling from a payphone. I wouldn't be calling from a payphone.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying, you know, if you're at the garage, you're going to be leaving from there in the next half an hour?
From the payphone here?
Yeah.
I'm afraid we might.
Okay, why don't you call back from there before you leave?
Okay.
And then I can, you know, see if I can hustle in too.
Well, now I see. But in the next half an hour, you can hustle him back over there to
yeah.
Okay, well, I'll try to do that. Call you back in the next half an hour.
Okay, and I'll try my best to get him down here.
Okay, fine. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.